This is Health Matters reporting on frozen entrees.
Frozen entrees often dominate supermarket freezer sections. Not surprisingly, the nutritional value of frozen entrees varies widely. Consumer watchdog organizations assess some as healthy and some as decidedly unhealthy. Some of these organizations offer their picks for the most nutritious options. The main criteria for determining the worth of frozen entrees are the number of calories and the amount of protein, fiber, sugar and salt, or sodium.
There is one other criteria, the number of ingredients, and in this instance, more is not better. If you're a label reader, you may be aware that some frozen entrees have more than 50 ingredients, from hydrogenated, this to dehydrated, that to modified, this and that.
You have to wonder why such staggering numbers of ingredients are used in frozen entrees. Most of them are not nutrients, or certainly not whole food. Things like flavorings, colorings, preservatives, additives. Many of these ingredients are added to give the product a long shelf life. Another reason they are added is to beef up the flavor. Our question is, how does it impact the health to eat foods with 50 or more ingredients, especially when so many of them are not whole food? According to consumers and natural health advocates, all these additives are a minus when it comes to human health.
So that's one guideline to follow. Choose the brands with the least ingredients listed on the label. In fact, labels are key when it comes to any processed foods. We've said that many times on Health Matters. You really want to know what manufacturers add to their products. Take salt. The federal guideline for salt in processed food is no more than 600 milligrams per serving. The less, the better. Yet some common brands of frozen entrees contain over 1,000 milligrams of salt.
And here's something people are often not aware of. There are several ingredients added to frozen entrees that are essentially salt. MSG, baking soda, baking powder, disodium phosphate, sodium alginate, and sodium nitrate are all sodium, salt in various forms and concentrations.
Sodium nitrate, by the way, is a preservative used in processed meats such as bacon, jerky, sausage, and lunch meats. Sodium nitrate may damage blood vessels, making them more likely to harden and narrow, conditions that lead directly to heart disease. According to some experts, sodium nitrate may also affect the way your body uses sugar. Two important reasons why eating large amounts of processed meats is now considered unhealthy.
Processed meats can also be high in saturated fat, a third reason to avoid them as regulars in your diet. Lean, fresh meat, and poultry are the best choices for a healthy heart, and seafood, of course. Salmon being among the best choices we have, if not the best choice, period. But here's a question related to last week's report on health and income. Should you ignore a good price if bacon is on sale? Or throw away a coupon for lunch meat that saves you a few dollars and makes good school lunch sandwiches?
There's no one answer to that. If you've been identified as high risk for heart disease or diabetes, you should pass on products with sodium nitrate in them. But if your health is strong and you like bacon, if you can stretch your food dollars with a coupon and only eat bacon as a treat once in a while, these processed meats don't pose a health risk. Moderation is the key.
Frozen entries are considered a great boon for people with weight problems. Lean cuisine and Weight Watchers are buzzwords on multiple products. Again, read the labels. Not all products designed for Weight Watchers markets are created equal. A low-calorie product that is overly high in sodium isn't going to foster health.
The 500-calorie limit seems to be the standard for people concerned about their weight. But frozen entree producers are targeting other buyers besides dieters, namely 20 to 30-something adults more concerned with gourmet options than calories. For these consumers, the manufacturer's goal is to deliver meals that are so hearty and delicious they will attract a new source of profit.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potin, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Emily Marshall, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.